This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Preseason's a wrap. The Saints fall to Denver 28-19 in the finale. We're here with the Cajun Cannon getting his thoughts on this game and everything he's seen so far in the preseason as well. But just, looking at this quarterback battle, Cajun Cannon talked to Deuce after the game and says, you know, we don't know if we really got any more answers from what we saw in today's action.
No, Steve, I would say that it's about the same like it's been through the OTAs, minicamp, training camp, and now, they've had their highs and lows. The one positive, when I look at Chuck, because I was saying, can we have a sustained drive? Well, this was good to make it. It was 22-9 at the time, to make it 22-16, and he bounced back. You know, he had fumbled in the pocket. See, that's what you can't do is when him and Quincy Riley intercepts the ball on a screen in the red zone in that area. Then we get the ball back. And then Mendoza, it'll be interesting to see what we do at right tackle as far as health-wise, was beaten. And then Chuck fumbles, so we gave it right back. He cannot afford to do that. But looking, later on what occurred. Now, when that fumble happened, it was, 16-9. And in Denver, when they had the opportunity, they ended up scoring a two-point play field. They were 22-9. But looking at that drive, ended up happening in the fourth quarter. Chuck goes 12 plays, 77 yards, 4 minutes and 41 seconds. So that was a nice bounce back because we haven't seen any sustained drives. Like, always say like 9 plays or more. It's good to have a 3 or 4 play drive when you hit a chunk play. But no, we have not. I think that might be the only one in the preseason when I think about a good sustained drive where you're actually moving the ball and scoring touchdowns, not settling for field goals. I would say if we would have the football banquet now, how can Blake Groupie not be the MVP? I said this before, I don't know if I've ever seen a kicker. And I've been around Pro Football Hall of Fame kickers.
Right.
Just playing with or watching, even the great Martin Anderson. I don't know if he ever just missed one kick in camp. And tough kicks. It makes 56, 49, 48 yarder. You almost take it for granted that he's going to make it. So Blake Groupie, definitely the overall MVP on the offense. And that's good and bad. You're getting points, but, you got to turn some of those field goals into touchdowns. If all of a sudden, you have 5 opportunities to score, and then you got like 15 points or something. You cannot afford to have that. You got to get touchdowns. Somehow, I think our defense is going to play tough and our scoring defense. Somehow, how can we get in the 20s? I'd be real encouraged.
We're averaging a touchdown a game right now.
Yeah, well, let's say 2 touchdowns and 2 field goals, so 20 points or 23. I think if we get around there, we'll have a chance. But, you don't see that consistency from the offense to be able to maintain that. Now, looking at, before I go on, you know, we haven't played Denver that much, and you see Sean Payton on the other side. And then all of a sudden, it seems like they have at least a dozen people or players, coaches, person, whatever, 12 to 15 guys.
Lucas Kroll.
Yeah, Lucas Kroll. Oh, he was with the Saints. And then Troutman. Oh, he was with the Saints.
Shy Tuttle.
Yeah, it goes on and on. Malcolm Roach. Oh, that's that kid from Baton Rouge who went to Texas. He was with the Saints for years.
Then, like you mentioned, with coaches even. You got Zach Streif over there.
Yeah, and then you got Rizzi. You got Sean. No, it goes on and on. You know, you look at the whole organization. So there's not much history except for that between, you know, the Saints and the Denver Broncos. But when you look at it, like, okay, what has really occurred when we've played them? And, you know, always look at this in the preseason. And, you know, now we did lead the exhibition series 3-2, but now it's 3-3. We've played them six preseason games, and now it's tied to 3-3. We were looking to maybe make that break that two-game slide in preseason losing streak. Now we've lost three in a row in preseason to the Broncos. Now, enough of that. You know, I always like to say where we're at in the preseason or in the regular season. But the Broncos, that's a good measuring stick, I truly believe. The one thing that stood out to me, how it just seems like the Broncos are just playing around with us. How they set the tone. And look, how you possess in the football. And they basically had the ball almost 14 minutes. That's like a full quarter more than the Saints. I might say, now, you know what I was pleased with? Our first unit defense. I thought we were tackling well. But I agree with Deuce 1,000%. Our starters can hang with their starters. But when you look at the depth, no, I think their second and third strings are a lot better than ours. So you look at the overall depth, and you need those guys to step up because who's going to be healthy, who's not. That's a big concern right now with right tackle. With Fuaga, and what is Landon Young? They took him out on the court.
Ankle.
Ankle. So now we have a bye week, so we could be interesting to see who's ready to play against the Cardinals. And like Deuce said, when you look at the final roster spots, I think it could be very fluid and it could be dictated by who's healthy and the depth that is going to provide to play against the Cardinals. But this has not been good throughout the preseason. And this affects the time of possession. It affects how many time rushing attempts you have. We cannot convert on third down. It seems like we're in the 20-some percent or high 20s or low 30s. Well, today we're 5 or 13, 38%. That's not good enough on third down. And it was like that throughout the preseason. Now, it was encouraging. Now, we got to get there down more often. We were 100% in the red zone, but we're only 1-for-1. You know, coming into the game, I think we were 1-of-5.
Correct.
Getting in the red zone. So that has to get better. And therefore, you know, I always say, you have usually this every team. And this is like even college. I don't know about high school, but college or the NFL. Like you really, it's the over and under. You know how you'd bet on the wins, total over and under. Look at number of plays. I'll tell you, 65 is the number. Mm-hmm. You never want to be below 65. If you click on an offense, you're going to have at least 65 plays or more. Well, we had 58. And that goes by because we're not converting on third down. So then you don't have the time possession. And you're not dictating the ebb and flow of the game. Now,
it all trickles down.
Yes, it all connects.
Right.
And then looking at the carries. Okay, we had 17 rushing attempts. I guarantee you, we for sure we won't win a game. If we have 17 under 20 rushing attempts in a game, I don't think we win a game. We got to be somewhere between 28 to 32. Now, I think Alvin Kamara can help that. And whether it be Kendrick Miller, the 1-2 punch, whatever, but they got a block for him. So Kellen Moore wants to call runs. I mean, you could beat your head against the wall. So we're running it. Okay, it's now 3rd and 8 because we got 0 yards, then we got 2 yards. You understand what I'm saying? You got to be and that was encouraging because we did. Average per carry, I would take this. If we had this, I would take over 4. But today we did flip the script on that, even though it was only 17 carries. We had a 4.5-yard average. And I would take anything under 4 right now with our defense, considering last year we gave up almost 5 yards a run. Today we gave up 3.8. Now, I think we need to be on the plus side. We got to be lucky or make our own luck and be opportunistic. For the game, the turnover margin was 0. For the preseason, In three games, it's still zero. It's not negative, not minus, but it's not plus. I think, I'm not saying we got to be double-digit plus, but again, to have a chance in that regard, we got to be on the plus side in the turnover margin. And Quincy Rod, I was encouraged in interception, but then, Chuck, you have to have better pocket awareness. You know, when you got to know where that rush is. And because I'm telling you, these linemen, you put that ball up and you're ready to throw, they can knock it out like nothing. So he ended up fumbling, he bounced back, but that's going to be something that he has to get better at. That pocket awareness. That even happened when Spencer Rattler fumbled against the Chargers. The same thing. It's all about that clock in your head and pocket awareness. Now, it would help if your offensive line gives you a little more time to throw, but that's what we have to avoid.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, looking at, like, Devin Neal, that was encouraging. You know, out of sight, out of mind, dealing with a hamstring. He had five attempts. He had a long gain of 6 yards, but he averaged 4 yards a carry.
Nice debut.
Not 20 yards, yes. And he looked, he showed good vision. I know I was sitting by him, but that was a nice cut, getting those positive yards. Kendre Miller had a long gain of 8 yards. Now, he only had three attempts, but he averaged 5 yards a carry. So
one got called back on that holding penalty.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. That killed the drive.
Right.
That was on, Steve, I remember Jawan Johnson, didn't tight end?
Early on.
Yeah. That was, looking at that drive, where was that? Yeah. It was Jawan Johnson getting called for holding. That ended up killing that drive. And then when that happened, you ended up settling for field goals. Now, looking at, let me get a drink.
Cajun Cannon takes a sip.
Yeah, take a sip of my mineral water. And then looking at, if you just look at the quarterbacks, you didn't know nobody. I was surprised, and because we were getting after him, I thought Bo Nix played with some poise. You know, you could just look at how Sean Payton's counting on him.
That connection to Courtland Sutton looks pretty good.
Yeah, he had four catches, 83 yards. He averaged right at 21 yards a catch. He had that one long gain of 43, and he had a touchdown. And Blackman didn't have that bad a coverage, but that's making a contested catch. Strong
that's
hands.
What we're talking about, right?
Strong hands. Now, I'm telling you, Kool-Aid's going to get picked on. Until proven differently, you might say, well, they might go after Isaac Yadam. They might go after everybody. But you look at Sean Payton, whether they were throwing a back shoulder throw or a fade route, they were going after Kool-Aid McKinstry. And now we're counting on him. Now, what's going to be the health status of Alante Taylor? I mean, we don't know. It's a lot of questions. But it's not like we have a defensive back. Like if you play in the Broncos, and he was the most valuable defensive player last year, you think you're going after Patrick Surtain?
No,
hell no. But I think they're going to go after different players. Like I look at times, even Kool-Aid struggled when you look like trying to guard Davante Adams who were going against the Rams, and he's playing hard. You know, it's just sometimes they think they have the advantage you know, the mismatch there. But Bo Nix was 10 of 14, right at 8 yards an attempt. He had a quarterback rating of 118. That's what we were used to with Sean Payton and Drew Brees, you know, having those kind of QB ratings, you know, coming about. And Tyler Shuck, you know, as I said, it was kind of the same, him and Rattler. Shuck was 73.3, Rattler was 76.6, 182 yards total, throw him none to write home about. And no big games like we had from Tipton, you know, receivers, like catching a handful of balls, hovering around 100 yards. No, Kevin Austin was the top receiver at 34 yards. And he had a long gain of 14. Now, Olave was targeted three times, caught three balls, but his long gain was 12. Welch, the tight end, seems like back-to-back games now. He's made big plays as far as big yards. I think today, though, he was like wide open on this one pick on that 21-yard gain. Only caught one ball, but it's almost he's so open. He has to catch it, or he should catch it in that regard. Now, the one play at the beginning of the game, and it was a drive killer with Rattler, when he threw it behind Rashid Shaheed. I think if he hits Rashid Shaheed in stride, he might take it to the house. That would be a touchdown. So then we could have been up, instead of kicking a field goal 6-3, then we could have been up 10-3. But those are the little things that we cannot afford to do. Like, you know, we started the game, we forced a 3-and-out. You know, our defense, again, I think, I don't know about our depth. I think we can hang one-on-ones at times, especially our defense. I think they're going to, because we were putting pressure on Knicks at the beginning. On that first drive, when they went 3-and-out, Brazee had nice pressure on that 3rd-and-12 with Bo Nix. Now, he got a delay of game at the beginning. That's kind of puzzling. Then when we got the ball back, though, we were moving the chains. Miller had that 7-yard gain. Juwan Johnson holding penalty. See, those are the kind of things we cannot have. They're at 3rd-and-9.
Didn't they have another chance at a 3-and-out, and then DeMario had an unsportsmanlike?
No, they went for it on 4th down.
Okay,
and
that was it. Okay.
Well, back-to-back, it was we could have been 3-and-out, but Sean said 4th-and, it was 3rd-and-5. We played the run. We stuffed them 0 yards by Batty. And then it was 4th-and-5, and Nix to Sutton, plus 14, beat Kool-Aid back shoulder throw. Then the next time, Kool-Aid played better when they tried to go over the top on the fade route. But those are the kind of plays that we have to kick, we got to hit on. Now, the Saints continue, I thought, throughout the beginning, getting good pressure on Bo Nix, even though he was pretty poised, you know, 10 or 14. But I thought we were, getting after him. Now, on that play, though, to Rashid, that was a 2nd-and-14 play. He threw it a little behind him, but... come on, Rashid, help the young quarterbacks out. Would Rattler make a great catch? And like I said, or if he hits him in stride, and I put it on the quarterback, then we could have had the lead 10-3 instead of Groupie kicking that 49-yard field goal to make it 6-3. Now, I don't know, next time we had the ball, or they had the ball, we had them backed up, and they had 1st-and-20. They called Troutman, a familiar name again, obviously now with the Broncos. That 1st-and-20, well, you got to be able to stop teams on 1st-and-20. They had a 2nd-and-20, and it was incomplete. And we got unnecessary roughness on DeMario Davis.
There it was.
Okay. I mean, was that a bogus call? I mean, it seemed like that, I mean, I don't know, was it roughness? I kind of missed it, but then I think someone told me on the replay, it didn't look like, but you can't touch the quarterbacks. You know, they don't want you sniffing it on them. So you can't do any of that around, and when you look, when something like that occurs, when you keep him on the field, all of a sudden, then he hit Sutton for because the drive continues, 43 yards and beat Kool-Aid, and then Nix hit Sutton right in front of Blackman for a 19-yard touchdown. They go 6 plays with 77 yards in that 2nd quarter, to make it now 10-6. And then you've seen the plays like back-to-back reviews up the middle, no push, we had the ball. You think, come on, we don't have the tush-push, but quarterback sneak-type play, you think you would get that. But we've struggled, I'd say, overall.
Short yardage offense, not good.
Yeah, and then went back on defense. And Sean, now Bo Nix has out the game. They go at Ellinger, and then 4th-and-1. Sean's going for it on 4th. And then
Foskey, do your responsibility. Do an RPO. He gets sucked in, and he didn't get containment. So Ehlinger ends up getting like a 19-yard gain on that play. And we just was never the ebb and flow, like setting the tone. We were always responding to me what the Broncos were doing. I think overall we for sure had three drops, if not four drops. The receiver, well, it's a tough catch or not. That was nice with Quincy Riley intercepting that screen. But, you know, it wasn't no dramatic. Like, the most dramatic sequence in the preseason had to be against the Jaguars, how that game closed out, even though it was a tie. Now, as we go on to break, looking at, like, a return game and had a great chance to make the team on the kickoff return, Velus Jones, that was a nice 39-yard kick return. I think maybe against the Chargers, he might have had a 36-yarder or something like that. But that's good field position. So that's a weapon in a kick return game. He has shown the coaches he can be put back there. Now, with the defense closing out, Rajain Wright led the team with 9 total tackles, 7 unassisted. Sanker had 6 unassisted, 9 total. Now, these are three guys competing. Jasheen Davis, kind of out of sight, out of mind. That one practice, he had 3 sacks. Well, today he had a sack, a quarterback hurry, a tackle for loss. Christian Boyd, remember the one almost got the safety they didn't call against the Chargers? He ended up with a sack, quarterback hurry, and a tackle for loss. Jonah Williams, identical to Christian Boyd, that a sack, quarterback hurry, tackle for loss. So, kind of ho-hum game. We're like, hey, bring on the regular season so Amen. We can get a little more excited. So I think it's going to be critical for us to go off to a 1-0 start against the Cardinals. Because if not, it could snowball in a negative way in the other direction. I'm not trying to look at the glass half empty instead of half full, but I think just from a confidence standpoint in that locker room, if you can win that first game, it's amazing how you feel about yourself, 1-0, versus if like you 0-1 going into the 49ers coming to town after that.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.